A person says hello, or how a person says hello, you know, it determines, you know, what their motive is. Because if the person say hello like it's a fucking doorbell, like, hello, or hello, or whatever you sound like. I don't know what man sound like. Last time I heard man was, but I think what I want to talk about today is about, I don't know if I should say flaws and all, or just you and all, or what, but when, you know, you're kind of like scarred, or, you know, somewhat damaged to the point, like emotionally, that you really like got your guard up, and you know, is like all the way up, and they can't even get in. And when you have somebody that try to get in, it's like that should be your eye opener. To like, hey, these motherfuckers like genuinely like you. They may genuinely, you know, they may have you your best interest at home, you know. But, you know, you can't trust nobody. Like, you don't know what to take that is, you know, like I said, a good thing or a bad thing. Like, either they putting up all the work or you being the best fucking defender that you can be. When you try to, you know, when it comes to, like, your happiness, your well-being, your mental health, you know, you just can't date somebody just to be dating somebody, to say you dated somebody. Like, all that shit shouldn't even be applied. That's too much energy. That's too much pressure. Like, you should be able to just, you know, do what you want to do. But, you know, I kind of feel bad, but then at the same time, it's just too much. Like, you done had a motherfucker offer you something. Like, made an offer that you really couldn't refuse. Or, you know, you refused it because you just couldn't believe the motherfucker would offer you something like that. You know? Just the ways of the land, I guess. The ways of the world. I don't know. But if I had to apologize to somebody for me being so hard up and wouldn't allow them in, I apologize to them today. Because they really put up a different kind of fight. Like, these motherfuckers, like, talking about shit, you know. But then, too, you know, the coronavirus. So you don't know if, like, this or something. You know, keep yourself to yourself, you know. Or whatever. But you got some motherfuckers out here taking bold leaps. Them motherfuckers, like, they the happiest they've ever been in their life. But you know deep down inside they hurt. Like I say, I got this, my aunt, she always said, the thing about it is. And she said, like I say, there's just too much energy to put in one place. And you really don't know what you gonna get in return. I think that we go through things in life to kind of prepare ourselves for, you know, what's ahead, in a sense, you know what I'm saying? Because you never cross a path twice unintentionally. Like, that's when, to me, that's when the coincidence kick in. That's when the motherfucker, like, hey, bitch, pay attention. Look up. Look out. Like, rrr, rrr. Red flag alert. But I do like, now that they're more focusing. I don't know. See, that's that lack of trust kicking in right there. Because I was going to say, I feel like it's a good thing that they're focusing on mental health now. You know, everybody getting their stuff together. You know, anxiety over here, depression over there. What else she got? All kind of shit. Even the quirky shit, like the weird shit. Them borderline or outliners or whatever. Them. But then the same thing, you like, okay, is you focusing on my man so you can get in my man to try to control me? You want me submissive? Bad girl, no, but no Lisa can do that. Now, I've been trying to get on my damn Netflix account. Man, fuck that. Hobby Lobby is still closed. They talking about you can order it online. Pick your stuff up online, you know. Like, I done been through so much shit in my life to the point where, you know, I have to fucking throw paint on the canvas. I have to, you know, put my emotions out on this shit. Like, it may not make sense to nobody else. But when I do that shit, and then, like, if I get up and I feel like I just nutted, excuse that, but that's honest. Like, to me, them all my emotions. Anytime you can release so much energy that you feel like you done came, you climaxed. You know? You done what you call? You done achieved greatness. You know? But then too, it's like, I feel like I'm so fucking low-key lit to the point that I feel like I be minding my own business so much. I'm like, I'm getting prayed on. Because anytime I meet somebody new, I'm asking, who sent you? Who threw you in my path? Why we finna be messing around or whatever? Like, why we finna be messing around? And then based off the answers that we're giving, you know, that's when you make your decision. You determine, like, is this a setup or this a blessing? But I've always been told to say that you're saturated in grace. You know. So that's what I said. You ever, like, saw somebody that looked like somebody? And they look like that person so bad that you had to do a double loop, you had to do a triple loop, you had to look them up and down. That motherfucker hit a spot. But then, you know, you got all the bad ones or the lag ones or the ones that wish they would have did right by you. They wanna ease on back. They wanna hit you up with a nope. Don't bring your ass down here with no bullshit. Cause ain't nobody coming down here. Up here, down here, over here, wherever it is. Ain't nobody coming. And see, that none of that tell me go on HobbyLobby.com. I can buy my paint on there. And then I get on here, I can't even find it. Crafts and hobbies. And with Hobby Lobby being closed, you know, it kind of bothered me. And then my mom joking on me. Oh, Hobby Lobby closed, Hobby Lobby closed. I'm like, girl, you about to onset my depression. You know? So, I love my mama though. She my favorite. Cause I always tell my kids, you know, you my favorite, you know, you my favorite girl, or you know, you my favorite boy. Cause Because I think that's the only lie. Or the only, I'm going to say the only thing that you can tell your children and not have a lie behind it. You know what I'm saying? Well, if you got two kids, you know, like me, but if you got more than that, then they're going to have to fight about it. But a lot of people, you know, once they get older and they realize, like, oh, man, this ain't what all it was made out to be. You know, this, that, and the other. Then they start to, like, really pay attention. And they start doing right by people. They start moving right. They want to start getting it together. Now I wonder if I order this damn paint offline, is this shit going to come busted up and I'm going to have to file a claim? Or it going to come on through? With the virus out there, I have a lot of clothes, and I can't even go nowhere. And, but they should have where you can pick the brand, and then you pick the colors, versus having to pick this bottle, then go back, try to find, pick this bottle, or use a little, you might also like pour. This shit is so stressful. Click on it. Then it's out of stock. Let me close it up. But anyway, if this was Oscar's last day, then you know, him his last day being out there in my yard. I wish him well. And I know that I really impacted his life, you know, and put him on a new path so he can get home to his old lady and cheer. All right, y'all. It's gonna be it. Good night. Good morning. I slept so good last night. I had no dreams. But, I mean, Oscar did hit me up, so I don't know what they mean. I hope y'all have a good day.